the beanstalk is a very old tale, you know. It happened, so they tell me, on the day before long ago. A very poor boy named Jack lived with his mother in a shack. Once they had owned a goose that laid golden eggs, but a giant had stolen the goose that laid the golden eggs. Since then their luck had turned sour, they grew poorer by the hour. Jack's mother said, "There's nothing to do but sell our only cow. And so, my boy, why don't you take her to market now?" On the way to market, Jack met a man who said, "I'll buy that cow if I can. I'll take good care of your cow, yes, sir. And I'll give you some magic beans for her." So Jack, who wasn't a very good businessman, took them. Now, when his mother saw what Jack brought home, oh, was she upset. And she said, "Oh, Jack, what have you done? You're gonna be the death of me yet. You're a very silly dilly, you're a nutmeg, you're a goose. You're a bounder, you're a rounder, in your head a screw is loose. You're daffy as a loon, you're a simple little dunce. And I'd like to see you do a thing right just once. You are obviously more like your father than me." And with that, she threw the beans out of the window, and the two of them went sadly up to bed. But in the morning, when Jack awoke, where the beans had been thrown, a beanstalk had grown instead. So Jack rushed into his mother's room, woke her up, and he said,
"There's a beanstalk out and back, and as sure as my name is Jack, the top is growing right up through the sky. There's a beanstalk out and back, and as sure as my name is Jack, I am gonna climb that beanstalk, or at least I'm gonna try. I am gonna climb that beanstalk to the sky."
His mother was frightened, and she said,
"Up there, a giant has built his castle in the air. This giant has stolen our goose that laid the golden eggs. So, Jack, you had better beware."
But Jack was not to be held back. He climbed up, up, up the beanstalk, and never did he stop until he had passed the moon and passed the stars and at last arrived on top. And there, right before his eyes, was the castle of the terrible giant. Jack tiptoed to the window and saw the goose who laid the golden egg sitting right beside the giant who was eating his supper. I tell you, that goose was almost beneath his legs. So Jack waited while the giant ate. And he ate, 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 and he ate some more. He ate 6 cows and 50 pigs and chickens by the score. And at last, from all that eating, the giant fell asleep. Quick as a flash, Jack grabbed the goose.
Quack, quack, quack,
went the goose as Jack ran.
Quack, quack,
waking up the giant, who, seeing that his marvelous goose was gone, really became defiant. Quickly he sprang through the window, just as Jack was almost out of sight. With the goose tucked firmly underneath his arm, Jack ran with all his might. The giant followed swiftly after, and Jack expected the worst. But he had a head start, and what do you know, he got to the beanstalk first. Down, down, down went Jack with the giant right after him. But Jack was too fast, and after reaching the bottom, he took an axe and chopped down the beanstalk. Down, down, down came the giant. He hit the earth, kept right on going, and was never heard from again. So Jack had the goose with the golden eggs, and more than he could ever spend. And that's the story of Jack. And